USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says Friday's deadly attack on two mosques can only be described as a terrorist attack. Three people have been arrested and one man has been charged with murder. At least 49 people were killed and many others were wounded in the mass shooting. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
Police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin believe they found the body of a 2-year-old missing girl. Saturday, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales announced what could be Nolani Robinson's remains were found wrapped in a blanket near a Minnesota highway. Police have the father in custody as he is a suspect in both deaths. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Looking at joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The CDC is reminding people it's not too late to get your flu shot and that cases of influenza are still increasing across the country. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the numbers.
The CDC are now estimating as many as 26 million cases of the flu this season, just under an estimated 350,000 hospitalizations and an estimated 30-plus thousand deaths.
A new study says social media may be causing a rise in mental health disorders in teenagers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The study finds the amount of U.S. teenagers and young adults who experienced mental distress, depression, and suicidal thoughts rose significantly over the last 10 years. The researchers say there was an especially large spike in 2011, and they cite that as the year that social media emerged in a big way. The study was published by the American Psychological Association.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reaction is continuing to come in from President Trump vetoing a congressional resolution blocking his declaration of an emergency at the southern border. Now, this is President Trump's first presidential veto. Art Del Cueto was the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He says they've been seeing an influx of people crossing the border illegally across every sector, including the Yuma sector.
They're holding capacity. They have twice as many as they can hold. A couple of weeks ago, there was agents from Tucson that were going down to El Paso, and we were going to, in buses, loading up some of the individuals that have been turning themselves in El Paso, and we were driving them over to Tucson so we can process them here because they were at overcapacity. And what that does, and this is what people need to understand, what that does is you're moving agents that are supposed to be protecting our borders, having to do this transport. So what's happening is it's weakening our southern borders. It is definitely an emergency. I don't understand how, you know, we've been up here. We're doing the job. We're out here, and we've been trying to explain how difficult it is and what the problems are. And the President of the United States is listening, and I don't understand how we have individuals that are politicians that were voted on by the American public to defend Americans that do not get it.
Del Cueto also invited anyone who believes it's not a national emergency to come on down and see for themselves with their own eyes, and he'd show them around. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.